Welcome, welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. I'm gonna do my best to be brief because I am absolutely full of emotions right now. However, I wanted to share from my overflow, since it's a lot overflowing. I wanted to share the importance of having a spiritual practice, being devoted to that spiritual practice, and the importance of being intentional about your vibrations, about how you choose to live your life. These are things that are extremely important. Some people, they may feel like, this stuff doesn't matter, but it does. It does. I did a lot of praying and meditating and trying to see where I may have misstepped in my business in reference to my cafe, and where I misstepped was my spiritual practices. I put them to the back burner and not kept them as the forefront. So once I got that epiphany, which of course it was after the doors were temporarily shut, I started applying in my life. And my life was not peaches and cream when I started applying. I was actually in the middle of attempting to defend what was my home at that point in time. Supporting a loved one who was dealing with a lot of difficult challenges and dealing with the fact that friendships that I thought that would last a lifetime had abruptly ended, and feeling alone. Nonetheless, I was persistent, and I am persistent. It's a lifestyle now for me. It's a lifestyle that I adopted in the middle of a lot of chaos, and during that chaos there were triumphs, and then there were things that I just did not want to accept, but I did accept because I knew that it was a temporary situation. And I revisited places that people would fight so hard to never revisit, such as residing temporarily at a homeless shelter. Nobody who has done that once wants to do that twice, let alone, I don't even know what number of the time the last time was. But I know that I was different internally. So I felt different. I didn't feel bad. I felt grateful. I felt grateful because I looked at what I had, which was a warm place in the middle of winter. I had a decent roommate, which was a huge, which a miraculous. We had our own bathroom, so it wasn't like a bunch of people sharing a restroom. She was very clean. She was into crystals as well and listening to binaural beats. And it was a process that, even though the building itself had the demographics of everybody and their mama, literally, there were men in that place, there were women in that place, there were people with mental illnesses, people with physical illnesses, it was all type of energies. But I was able to stay centered and grounded in my own energy, allow my inner guide to provide me guidance, continue my spiritual practices, and transition through that experience. And the transition into the experience, well, through that experience rather, allowed me, and it was not easy. It was not easy. It's not easy. I was in a freaking car accident the week that I was basically forced from my previous home. And somehow I got through that. And I know it wasn't just mysteriously me getting through it. I know that it was the larger part of me that was just navigating me. Navigating me, navigating me, navigating me forward. And here I am now, just a few months afterwards, in a completely different type of experience outwardly. But what I am experiencing on the outside now came from dedication, came from devotion, came from prioritizing my spiritual practices and being intentional. And I sit here in awe. I sit here in appreciation. I sit here in amazement because I can see her. I can see, when I say her, I mean me. The me that I am blossoming into. The physically fit muscles, ligaments, everything working and operating optimally. And I got some bone jewelry. That's what I call my bends. And I am going to have a conversation with another surgeon. But right now, I know it's repairable. I know that I can repair my muscles with proper diet and exercise and physical therapy. And of course, plenty of hydration. And some outward things too. Some things from the outside too, as far as baths, magnesium soaks. Making sure I stay mindful of my hydration as well too. There's things that I have to constantly remind myself to do, especially now that I am incorporating my physical construction into my lifestyle, because my lifestyle for the past, I want to say, let's see, 2011, and we're in 2024, 13 years. My lifestyle for the last 13 years has just been survival. It started out as battlefield and survival. And I want to say within the last 3 years, I decided I don't want to battle. I want ease. And I don't want to survive. I'm ready to thrive. And, but you're talking about 13 years of just straight battling. And then to, well, 10 years, I guess, of straight battling. And then the last 3 years, there were battles too. With my business, with my previous home, with my body, with my family, with my finances, all those things. There was still battling going on, even after I made the decision. When I made the decision things didn't just automatically change overnight. It took years before I started seeing and feeling changes. But here I am now with so much given to me and such appreciation, things and opportunities that I thought were, I missed it because I was too old. I thought I missed it because of the temporary physical restrictions I have. I thought I missed anything, and I didn't miss anything. I was being properly positioned and now I have access to it all. And I just want whoever listens to my episodes to be encouraged, because I'm just describing the last decade or so of my life. But things were not easy before then, neither. It's just 13 years ago, I pivoted spiritually when something unexpected happened. And it could have been so many other outcomes, so many other possibilities. But yet, a force covered me. Something seen my heart, and covered me and protected me and allowed me to grow and allowed me to dismantle all of the false things that I was taught. But it was not an overnight process. And there were times where I did allow the current circumstances to distract me and overpower and feel like, oh, I can't do what I'm doing. I have to focus on this. But now I know what is first. And that is my spirituality. That is first and foremost. That is the biggest part of me. So I want you listeners to be encouraged. It's not for me to tell you what that looks like for you. That is something that only you can discover. And that may mean that you are a part of an organized religion. I'm not against organized religions. I feel if it is helping a person, helping individuals to tap into their divinity and supporting them, then I'm for it. I'm for whatever works. Well, if it works for you, go for it. You know, I know what works for me, and I'm still discovering, and I'm just humble and grateful right now. And I'm appreciative that no matter what happened, I just kept on going forward. Like, for example, I was intending to be studying music right now. And I got everything together. I started applying for student loans. I did my FAFSA. I did all of this stuff. And I felt really good about it. And then I had some gatekeepers come and basically tell me, no, not here, not now, over a piece of paper. And I was so frustrated and I felt so defeated, and I just couldn't understand why they would tell me no over a piece of paper when everything else I did was in alignment. They were like, and they didn't even necessarily say no, it's just I was prepared to start February. And they were like, nah, we need to see your GED transcript. And I'm like, that is a whole process. First of all, if I had not made any corrections to my status, it would have been a 10-week process. Being that I did make corrections, it would be like a 20-week process. And that doesn't prevent me from going, but it was just discouraging because the people that I was talking to, they weren't even trying to provide a solution. It was like I got that feedback of too much, you know, because I was super excited and I was so happy, and I know that my energy was transferable through the device. And it was like, oh no, too much, too much, too much, you know. But today I had the opportunity to meet some wonderful people, and I don't know whether anybody saw it as too much, but what I can say is for the people that matter to me the most, it was just great. It was just right. And I want to say gifted. I don't know how to describe this. I have been gifted special individuals to be a part of this next chapter of my life. And I am ultra grateful for it. And I've been gifted a couple of several special individuals. The individuals I met today are not the first. But they are a part of these new wave of people that I am now attracting into my life, who are completely different. For example, I met this one sister at a social event, and you know, we gravitated a bit, me, her, and another sister, and the other sister disclosed stuff to me about her housing thing, and I would have never ever knew. I would have never ever knew if she hadn't disclosed it to me. And then the other one disclosed things to me too, and it made me realize that the experience that I was having was not an isolated event. Because what was the odds, what was the chances I would meet these women who, one, has a very prominent career and been in her prominent career for many years, yet she still had that same challenge. And the other one, their issues were not in the finance department, but it was just the circumstances and the way things are structured with housing and properties here in our nation. Things that need to be dealt with and fixed. They need to be fixed at, and then I know we have great agencies like HUD and other agencies that are designed to protect people. And sometimes people are not even thinking about those agencies that are in place, or they're not even aware about those agencies that are in place to protect them and their rights, because they're just confronted with the issue at hand. And so they put their energy into dealing with the issue at hand. And the point is, these sisters let me know, without letting me know, that I was not alone. And then I met a sister today who shared the same thing, and it's like, wow, you know. And we're in the same, literally in the same orbit is not the word I'm looking for. We're in the same stage in our life, you know, and where we both became mothers at a very early age, and then we did this parenting thing on our own, but we were pretty good at it because, in light of everything, you know, our children are okay, you know, and I their children. They have two children. So I want to be correct. I have one child that is an adult now, and their children are adults as well. And I just was very honest and transparent. Like, I went through this, but here I am, and I'm glad to be here. Because they ask about my background, and I'm like, you know, well, I became a mom real quick. I don't have a desire to sugarcoat. I have a desire to share. I have a desire to share, because if I can, and if I am, because I am, anybody can. And I know that people need to see people that look like me, and right where I am, right where I am, because sometimes, and I just can speak for myself, when I listen to people who are like, well, I came over here and I didn't know this, but I look at them and I'm like, even though you don't know that you had an advantage, you had an advantage just because of how you looked. Just because of how you looked. You may not have had an advantage from your family. You may not have had an advantage because of your knowledge base. You may not have had an advantage for any other reason, but because you were able to dress it up, put on a suit, educate yourself, you were able to walk and cross over more seamlessly than somebody who looks like me has been, you know. And it's important, because there are people out there that are very similar, who feel like they can never achieve certain things. But I'm here to show you that you absolutely can achieve whatever it's in your heart to achieve, even the most outlandish things. I have an outlandish thing in my heart that I can't even discuss, but it's huge, and I can describe the feeling of it. It feels like love. It feels like this energy has pursued me. It has courted me. It has been with me my whole entire existence. And as I have matured, because it's not just with me, it's with others too. And whenever I see another, there is a silent connection. There is a silent recognition. And it trips me the fuck out sometimes, because I'm just like, whoa, what? Where? Huh? Me? But I joke about having certain positions, and I had no clue how I was going to get them. No clue. Especially since I thought this age thing was a barrier for me. And then I take a step forward today, and like, today was miraculous. This is my second episode, and the day is pretty much done. This is my second episode about Resurrection Week, right? And I did my episode. I got the heck up out of here. I was pretty much prompt. Excuse me. I was a little misdirected, you know. I was given instructions to get off at a certain stop, and that wasn't the proper stop. But otherwise, I made it to my destination, and it was excellent. And from there, I began working. This is a job opportunity, and I started working on the process, on the onboarding process. And in the middle of the onboarding process, there was some home stuff I needed to deal with. Actually, in the middle of the onboarding process, I got a phone call from a loved one, and I had to navigate the two successfully, which I did. And then I got in, and when I got in, I had to touch base with the person who introduced me, and it was a very revealing conversation where I just shared with them like my family background, and they shared their current situation in regards to their spiritual walk. And I was just like, I'm not surprised. Like, you know, my foundation is my foundation. You know, I like to say that I graduated from there, but everybody doesn't excel at the same rate, and everybody's not expected to. I did. That's my personal journey in this lifetime. But not everybody does. But I'm not the only one who has. A lot of people have graduated from that particular school of thought. And some people still are affiliated and still are actually, you know, have made a lifetime commitment. But I just knew that as a child, I was not in the position to make a lifetime commitment to anything. Like, I needed more data. I needed more information. So I was like, nope, I'm not dedicating my life. No, I don't even know anything. Like, no, I'm not making this decision as a child. No. And I'm glad I didn't make that decision as a child, because I think it would have limited me. It would have scared me. I would have been all, you know. And I'm not, again, not saying that that organization is a bad organization or anything. It's a school of thought, and it has a purpose, and it is what it is. It served its purpose in my life, and it has different purposes for different people, and I recognize that. You know, that's not really a big deal, you know. But nonetheless, we had that conversation, and then I got to work. And then it's so weird because I started doing things backwards. So what I was supposed to be the last step, I did the first, and I was just like, oh, confused. What am I supposed to do? Anyway, long story short, I'm at a good point, and I had to stop, because, I mean, I could have kept going. I could be going right now. But I recognize that I have to have a balance. I have to allocate my time appropriately, you know, and I needed to do things for the household. So I did, well, not in the household. There's still things that need to be done in the household. But I needed to take care of some fiduciary responsibilities. Oh, sucky. Oh, sucky, 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 sucky. I'm entering into a realm that I love. I already love it. I know I love it already because I know the feel of it, you know, and it's what I'm aiming. It's what I'm growing myself, you know, and it just makes sense, even though it's a different industry, but corporate America is corporate America. You know, the industries may differ in regards to the type of services and things that you offer people. Nonetheless, there is still a mode of operandi in corporate America. And I like it. I like it. I feel when it is fair and when it is just, it works tremendously well. And I'm appreciative to have the opportunity to be a part of it and learn, so that as I grow what I'm growing, I'm able to have real experience knowledge. It's different to study from a book than to actually deal with experiences. So I'm grateful for that. And right in the midst of that, okay, I did that. I'm doing that. I'm onboarding. Boom. I took care of household fiduciary. It feels so good rolling off my tongue. I'm just keep saying it. I took care of that. I love expanding my vocabulary. I love learning, period. So I took care of that issue, and then I'm in my emails, and I have an email talking about another opportunity, and I go look at the opportunity, and I felt so emotional about this opportunity, because I know I have to do it, and I got stuck for a little while. I was like, well, how am I going to do both, because I just committed to this, and I can't be out of the country for 2 freaking years and do this. So how am I going to do it? And, you know, of course, you ask the right questions, you get the right answers. And the answer came to me, and I was like, oh, okay, thank you. Because I did research it. I did go and see, well, what's the qualifications? I have all of the qualifications. And not only do I have all of the qualifications, I have time. I have up until I'm 60 to do that. Of course, I'm not going to wait that long. And I know it's going to take discipline, because I know that I am doing very good. And I know that I am excelling in this, what you call it, this step that I'm at right now, this career. I know it, because I already have a passion for helping people, and this is just a vehicle to do that, and of learning, like helping people, learning. These are my passions. And then I have my creativity too, and I have my voice, and I have my singing, and I have so much. And I made a statement today, because somebody asked me, what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to put everything that God has put inside of me, I want to share it. I want to use it. And I'm going to be here for a while. I know I'm going to be here for a while, you know, like, I started doing these Sedona trips, and these rejuvenating things, and, you know, once the body is really, like, doing the things I wanted to do, like, yeah, I'm exploring it all. Like, don't be surprised you see me competing in the bodybuilder contest at 50. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked at all. Don't be like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you're doing that. Oh my God, look at her body. Don't be shocked. It can happen, and it probably is going to happen, because it's something that has been on my bucket list. I got a big, huge bucket list, you know? And this is just the beginning for me. This is like a whole new beginning. Like a resurrection for real. And I'm just like, oh shit. At myself. Like, who you, boo? Ooh, who you fine? In shape? Ooh, smart? Classy? I gotta see what's up with my mister, though. My mister. I'm not even going to go into a long conversation about my mister. I'm just going to say my mister. My mister. That's all I'm going to say is, oh, that reminds me. I was supposed to go and check on my mister. I'm going to go check on my mister. He's out there in these TikTok streets. I'm gonna check and see what he's doing in these TikTok streets. And then I'm gonna just drift off into La La Land, put on some positive affirmations to drift off to sleep too. But it's been a good day. I mean, this Monday was phenomenal. I knew it was gonna be good, but I didn't know it was gonna be this good. Like, I knew this is something I wanted to do, and you know, but I just didn't know the people, like, oh, these are the people 10 years from now, 20 years from now. These are the people that's going to be sitting in my, I mean, not even that long, because it's not going to take that long. These are the people that's going to be coming over and coming for concerts that I'm having in my lawn. Like, these are the people that's going to be at my motherfucking wedding. These are the people who genuinely, when they look at me, they can see me and they feel good. They don't just feel good in the moment. They don't just feel good in the presence. They feel good anyway. They were feeling good before I came along. They were feeling good before I came along. And then I came along and they're like, hey, I feel good, even gooder. And I'm like, yeah, me too. And that's how it is. Like, when you are feeling good within yourself, because your happiness is your responsibility. It ain't nobody else's responsibility. So when you are feeling good within yourself, that doesn't mean everything is perfect. It just means you feel good. You are accepting of where and you are and how things are, knowing that you can change them and knowing how to change them and putting in the effort to change them and not stressing the fact that it's not changing rapidly. Nothing great happens rapidly. Everything great takes fucking long ass time to happen. So you're like, cool, you're just feeling good in the, through the process. Like, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. And when you are feeling good within yourself, when you see somebody else that's feeling good within themselves, it is like magic. It is magic, because it's not a codependency. It's like, hey, you're shining. Hey, I'm shining. Ooh, we so bright. We bright as fuck. Yes. Let's do this shit. It is like, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's very, very, very exciting. And I'm excited. Yeah, I'm very excited. So, I guess this is Resurrection Weekday 2, technically. Not really, the sun's not up, so it's not day 2 yet. But it's, these are just my thoughts, and I just want you to be encouraged. I share to encourage you. That's why I share. I share to encourage you. You can do it. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what has happened in your life. And I'm not saying I don't care because I don't care about you. I'm saying that whatever it is, there were odds and circumstances that if I went into every little teeny tiny detail of, I just shocked the fuck out of myself, because I don't know. I don't even know. I just know that those circumstances were circumstances and they were not me. So, know that about yourself. Know that whatever has happened in your life, that's not who you are. You are so much bigger. You're bigger than the body that you see when you look in the mirror. You are bigger than that. But you're certainly bigger than any circumstance. So, go inside. And when I say go inside, talk to God. Talk to your inner God. And ask them, what was the purpose of that situation? You gotta get an answer. And then when you get the answer that comes inside of you, you're gonna get the answer on the outside of you too. It's gonna come. It takes discipline to change your whole mindset, but it's possible. And guess what? Part of my purpose here on this planet is to assist as many people as possible in exactly doing that. Shifting their mindsets and remembering who they are. There's already a bunch of people doing it. But the vision that I have and the people that I'm coming for, the people that are waiting, I'm getting it together, people. I'm getting it together. because people just need someone to care enough and know enough to point them in a direction that's going to allow them to heal and to be whole and to recognize that they already whole. That part, I could go on and on and on and on and on and on, but I'm not. Yes, there's 24 hours in a day. It takes me about 4 hours to do my my morning. And I gotta go back outside tomorrow, which, you know, that's new for me. I'm typically not outside every day, but I got to go out there tomorrow. I have to sing, and I have to do exercises, and yep, all that good stuff. And I'm half asleep now, so if I sound a little bit different, it's because I'm half asleep. Absolutely, because I'm half asleep. But I'm glad I have this platform to share, and this is another thing that's gonna just blossom in its own time. Because look at the industry, and I saw it. I saw that this was gonna happen with the industry. I did. I knew it, and I saw it before it happened, and I was just like. But the great thing of things being revealed to me is that it doesn't mean I'm supposed to act right then and there. It's just kind of how I perceive it is kind of the divine letting me know I'm in alignment. I'm in alignment. So just keep on keeping on. And remember, great things don't happen overnight. And great things don't happen without a great team of people in your life. And I recognize that the hard way, because I did a lot of stuff, started a lot of great things, but they kind of stayed stagnant because the people. But now I know. And so I recognize the value of having great people. And that's what I intend. You know, so I know not to put the cart before the horse. Make sure the horse stays before the cart. Because the people are the most essential parts of any corporation. And so, yeah, you can hire somebody, but you want to hire people and train your people that you hire in the culture of your company. And my particular company is Holistic Health Brand. So, yeah, I don't want people that's gonna be of a caliber that doesn't align with what I'm doing. I want them to want to and be happy and excited about coming to work. And I already have the culture in my head that I really feel is gonna revolutionize that industry. The hospitality industry, because the hospitality industry is very demanding. And you know, when you get into a management position or in a management position, you feel like, you know, you should, because that industry is a demanding industry, that you should demand a lot of your workers. And I feel that should be the opposite. Yes, you should have expectations of your workers, but you have to recognize that your workers are not just workers. They're also human beings with their own lives and their own dreams and their own aspirations. So if you're going to afford them an opportunity to build their own individual dreams and their own individual lives, you have to allow them the time and the space and the finance to do that. So you have to pay a living wage. You have to provide solutions for them to start planning for
their retirement, no matter how old they are. And you have to create a culture that's going to not only be beneficial to your company and to your customers, but be beneficial to your employees as well. I could keep on talking, and I said I was going to attempt to be short. This is me attempting to be short. You guys have no idea what spirit pours into me, okay? But it pours a lot. And so, this is just me trickling a little bit out, but it pours a lot. And I'm grateful to now have people outside of my audience, because I love you, whoever's listening, you know, and it's in cyber world, so it ain't gonna ever go nowhere. I'm grateful to have people to share my ideologies with who actually have similar ideologies, and that is amazing. And I'm grateful to be in the position to be taught something. I got a whole I ain't gonna say anything else because I think it would be too revealing, but I got a whole mentor. And I've been wanting a mentor so bad. A mentor that I could just be me with. You know, I see a lot of admirable people, and I kind of like went to them and I'm like, hey, will you mentor me? They're like, what do you do? And I'm like, I do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and C. And they're like, okay, I'm going to need you to just do A. And I'm like, oh man, you're not the mentor for me. I can't just do A. I wish I could just do A. But I got to do B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z too. If I don't, I'm going to burst. I just, what I do know is that I can't do them all at one time. And that's okay. That's okay. I can do this for this amount of time, and that for that amount of time, this for that amount of time. I can do that. I'm going to be here a while. So I got a while. And I'm grateful for the while that I have. I'm grateful. My gratitude is so astounding. Because, and I gotta be careful. I almost feel like I need to be careful with the gratitude at this point. Because I recognize and realize, but it's like, oh, I feel it though. Like, I know they're like, oh, be grateful. That's the way to, you know. And I'm just like, oh, no. But it's really my lifestyle right now. Like, you don't understand, you know, and it's still an adjustment. It's still an adjustment. You don't just life start changing and you're just like automatically like, oh, okay, everything's great. You know, sacrifices, but it's knowing what to sacrifice. You know what I mean? Like today, for example, and here's the ironic part. While I was doing all of that, somebody owed me something. And had took care of the debt that they owe me. And I didn't even know. I didn't even freaking know. Because I wasn't even looking. I already decided in my mind that I'm going to change certain impulses. I'm a foodie. And I went through a stage a few years ago where I spent a lot of money eating. And it didn't seem like a lot, but it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a whole lot. I was like, what the heck? What? Holy shiz. And so that reflection has me disciplined now. It's like, I love to eat. Yes, I do. I do. I'm not gonna lie and say I don't. I do love to eat. But I recognize that I am positioning myself for this new chapter, and I need to be strategic. I watched something today, Anthony O'Neill, and he shared an acronym. I'm going to share this acronym with you guys, and I'm going to share the link. If you don't know who Anthony O'Neill is, he is a finance expert. He tells you about money and he helps you prepare for your future by educating you on the different vehicles that are available for you right now to utilize in your wealth and your legacy building. So anyway, he had a class today online, and he had an acronym, and the acronym is EARN, and it is evaluate where you are, and the A is evaluate. Oh God, I don't want to mess it up. I'm going to share the link so you can see it yourself, because I don't have the paper right in front of me. I took notes. I don't have them in front of me. I'm going straight to bed. And it's about to be the close. I'm not even going to let this go for 10 more minutes. Although I'm pretty sure I could find something to talk about in the next 10 minutes. Because I'm not premeditating. It's literally pouring straight through. Straight through from my soul to your ears. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. I appreciate all of you. Check out Anthony's page because we need to know these things. If you're happy where you are, then great. But if you have children, if you have people, if you want to secure and protect what you had to have, Anthony is definitely a good resource. So I'm gonna put his link in my descriptions, and of course I'm gonna put my links in there too. So thank you for tuning into the Super T Podcast Show, and be encouraged. You got this. You make up your mind, you know what you want, you stay focused on that, and you be open, and you make sure that you do your spiritual practices so that you can get the guidance that's necessary and have the support and have that anchor. Because when it gets good, baby, you better pray harder. You better pray harder, because I already know how good this is, because I've already seen it, and I know I have to stay anchored. I have to keep my practices the way they are. It doesn't matter whether there is $10, whether there is $10 million, whether there is $10 billion in my bank account. The more prayer, because guess what? I gotta stay focused. Now, of course, then I could just go to Sedona first class at any time, but we ain't talking about that right now, okay? I could be going to that thing that brother Michael Beckwith is at. And I was like, where is he at? I saw the copper. I was like, I want to be there. And he was like, I'm in Sedona, Arizona. I was like, oh, I want to be there. I want to be there. It'll be there. Sedona's not going nowhere. And I will get there this year. And prayerfully, I'll be able to travel with Dr. Sue Mortar this year. And really, like, really, 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 like, totally embrace this new me. Anyway, check out Anthony O'Neill. Check out my links. Be encouraged. You got this. You can have anything you want, and that's the truth. It will take time. It will take discipline. It will take work. But if you want it, you can have it.